You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So we're doing Memal from Beis.
Here's what does one day help?
One day, so let's see the Ketzos. It's a big machlokes to my written Ketzos. One day is a shtickle raya. Why do you need a shtickle raya? Now, as I mentioned in the shiur, it's machlokes the Ketzos and the Maharit. If that one day is to establish that you bought it from the middle guy, or that the middle guy bought it from the Marikan, that's the Ketzos we're going to learn tonight. So
one day has to be with Adam.
Yeah, you need Adam is there one day, correct. Or maybe Migu. Taisan Lamid says maybe a Migu will be Nehmet to say was there one day if he has a Migu. The Gemara says, he Islach HaSadik, you need witnesses, we're doing my mouth on the base halfway down there. He Islach HaSadik, you deserve the Minach, Vil Chayom, Vikam Yodach, Vil Ola. This is what Rabbi Chiyah Paschit. I'm a Rav. So Rav says, Avi Yisim Nekamidich Vivi. I was sitting next to my uncle, and Uncle Chiyah was his father's brother and his mother's brother. It was a double uncle. It's about his father.
I remember.
It's a half, you know.
What?
Half brothers. It's
half brothers.
Have you seen the account of your family? People don't buy and sell them. It's what do you need that the middle guy was there one day? What do you need he was there a day? Maybe he bought it and sold it, you know. What do they call that today? Flipping houses. Everyone's making money that way. You listen to the radio, it sounds like it's no way to make money. And I saw my uncle's opinion. There's the other way. If the machzik, the guy sitting in the house 4 years, would claim, I saw him buy it from you, then you don't need zakah. You don't need one day. Yamalei, if the guy living in the house, is a case Ben, the guy was living in the house 4 years. The Marikama says, so he had a chazak, no protest. The Marikama says, what are you doing in my house? He said, I bought it from a third party. So the Gemara is saying the two ways to win. Prove the third party was there for a day, witnesses, or I say, I saw him, I spoke out the Ketzos often, and the Rashbam steers. Do you need a Migu for this? Pashtus, you don't need a Migu. It's a Chazaki, Sheishi Matayna. Why do you need a Migu? The Ketzos says, what does it mean, Migu? I've arrived from Tosis and Lamed, that it means it's a Migu, I think.
Or it's as strong as a Migu.
It's a taina. You have a chazak, you have a taina. What is the taina tabira from you? If I saw the middle guy buy it from you, so I have a chazak with a claim. I'm a Rav. Kavasa b'chir mistavra. Oh. So Rav, very important Gemara now, concise. Kavasa b'chir mistavra. The Kotani, haba mishum Yerusha, and it's our taina. Haba mishum Yerusha. Guy says, I inherited it from my father. You don't need a taina. Why we say tanina? See, if you say you got it from your father, so you don't need a taina. What does that mean, a taina? You don't have to say how your father got it. Because, you know, you'd be taina for a lokeach or yorish. Taina. Taina lo boy, raya boy. But you need a raya that the mayrish, that the guy who you inherited was there one day. Raya boy means Rashbam, he was there for a day. So there's no raya. But then will raya boy love taina boy. Or else the man makes a chil between a lokeach and a yorish. We by same, shani lokeach. A lokeach, you don't, maybe you're right. A yorish needs a raya that the mayrish was there for a day. But shani lokeach, lo shadi zuzi bichti. And then the word comes out, ibailo nirubo mai, amayihi rav amavinish to mzad, lari lo zab. So Shailas, you just saw him there. The middle guy you just saw, he wasn't there for a day, you just saw him in the property. So Abai says, it's okay. That's like living there for a day. If you saw him there. Rabbi says, no. Sometimes you go to the prophet, you don't bribe, it doesn't prove anything. Let's see the Ketzos. So I have two Ketzos with you tonight. But we'll do, you know, the main one I want to get to, you have two sides, is the Shadab HaMayrish. What? Who? Every says two sides. Yeah. I printed two sides. It's ice taste. The side with ice taste. That's the on the upper right hand side of the first column, ice taste. Becheskas abati, berkes nemalef. I see sade, the dober meche chad yom. Umaharit, bechel choshe mispatsim chavav. You have it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tess. It's here, you see?
I don't see where Tess is.
Yeah.
One side.
Where's Tess? Oh, wait. Tess on the side.
Oistess. Simen Kuf Mem Vav. Shadar Bar Moish. Beperk Cheskes Abatim. Daf Mem Aleph. Amud Beis. We just studied the Gemara. Aishi Sadi Bar Mochem Chad Yoyma. Umarit Bechil Choshe Mishpat Simen Chav Vav. Kosav. Tamad Chad Yoyma. Mishum Dalo Choshev Lo Keach. You are not considered Lo Keach. Lo Choshev Lo Keach. That means the Machzik. Is not considered a Lo Keach. Hem Ki Mevar Shor Dabar Oso Shemachu Lo Yomecha. You say you bought it from him. You need some evidence that you bought it from him. If he's there one day, that's enough evidence that you bought it from him. You're not a lokeach. In other words, you need some kind of evidence to prove that you bought it from the middle guy. If he was there one day, that's enough. V'lo yoda shum taina l'tong. So, dim shim lokein, I'm sorry. Chol yomech, shim lokein. Lav lokeach. It's very suspicious. Here you had nothing to say. You had no tainus. You bring in a third party. I say sadi, because the la'am is to barecha. To prove your words. You say you're a lokeach. You bought it from that guy. So by that guy living there for a day strengthens your argument. You didn't just make it up. You say you made it up, you bought it from this guy. You never heard of this guy. If he's there from a day, that strengthens your claim you bought it from him. See, Rabbi said, so we have to understand, Dar B'chad Yom, how does it work? Tanina. It works with Tanina. Everyone agrees, the Ktzais will agree on it also. You know, it's, you're a Lokeach, so we say Tanina. But why do you need that the middle guy was there one day? To support your claim that you bought it from him. It's not something you just made up out of the blue. But holy mizechadash, simuchav zayin sham, zelashon. Uvar min dein, kivan deika shtarah desnav levim Yehuda sagi. He says if there's a shtar, if the third guy is a shtar, you bought it from the middle guy, you don't need dar b'chad yayma. As I said to my rent. Uvar min dein, kivan deika shtarah desnav levim Yehuda. Levi is the guy with the chazaka. He said, I bought it from you to the middle guy. Sagi. Shum dehoid, boy, let's see, right, the darbe hamoch chad yoyma. This is the marit l'shita, so following his own reasoning. How ki eich din neida, shu lo kayach. But if he has a contract, then he bought it from the middle guy. So then he doesn't need darbe chad yoyma. Because according to the marit, all you're trying to prove is that you're a lo kayach. If you have a contract, you have to prove you're a lo kayach. Lav kokum neida niton bada. Dim lo kayach. We want some evidence he's a lokeach. You say you're a lokeach. Maybe you're a gazlan and you're really gazling from this guy, but you don't have the courage, you don't have the guts to say you're gazling from him, so you say you're making up a third party. If you bring Adim, there was a hands of the Mishu Machol, Fisha Achas, even one day, so you say, he's a lokeach. He didn't just make it up. He said he bought it from that guy. It's not just something he's conjuring, he's making up. The coach came, maybe Raya, Shemach Lo Usa Poloni. The boy, with the aid of Mechaz Shirulom, Tzvei Midor B'chad Yom B'chad Shai, that goes on. Vin the Flesi. Now Rabbi say, the Kash of the Ktzois, I will answer. I will not deem that the Marit is refuted from the Ktzois. I have a different Kash on the Marit. Then the flesh is at the Ksais. Ech mel mi menu lush a ram shbam per cheska stuff. Lamed amid beis. We're gonna look at it in a minute. In the beginning of the parak, the Rashbam says, "Am li plan yezavinti." Omach shalom tam vat chadish shnei chazaka. You know that was the Gemara there. The first Gemara we had plant yezavinti zavli minach. So you're meider, he's a marikam, and you have no claim. Goodbye. That was the first time we had the Gemara daf lamed. When a guy said, "Plant the zivn is aminach." Now that Gemara, he had no chazak. He had no chazak. He didn't say had a chazak. He just said, "I bought it from him, and he bought it from you." So Gemara says, "Well, you admit I once owned it, so you can't say you bought it from me." So he says, "The achad shlotan, the achad shnei chazak." He never even have a chazak. Shtar mechira shlotan ubiyadam. You have the shtar mechira. The Rashbam says he has a shtar mechira. So he says, he missed the Rashbam. The Ktzai says, the Marit missed the Rashbam. Right? He has a shtar, and yet, the Ktzai claims, when we study the Rashbam together, you'll see I don't agree to this. Open in the Rashbam, the Afgad, this the Lokeh shtar mechira shalov yadoi. He's got a shtar mechira, he doesn't have a chazaka. He must have had a shtar mechira, he bought it from the middle guy. And yet the Rashbam says, you don't have dar b'chad yoyma, tzach lokech lev yirash and dar b'amoch yomecha. So the Ksai says, Rashbam missed the Rashbam.
Even though it's not the difference of years of chazaka, there's no chazak in that case.
Right.
And here there is, so here the shtar helps.
Yeah, but you want to say tan, well, we'll see.
Shtar mechira is not stronger than chazak?
Chazak is b'makom shtar, it's stronger. But the Rashbam is saying, despite the fact that he has a shtar mechira, and you still need, it looks like from the Rashbam, he says, you still need dar b'chad yom. Me'akshot tan b'chad b'shnei chazak. Now my claim is going to be that last line. It's not the same Rashbam, it's a different Rashbam. The Ktzais is putting together two Rashbams. Put this away for a while. Let's look at the Ktzais sheet. We're going to look at the Rashbam. We'll see critically if the Ktzais is right, the Marit missed the Rashbam. I'm not so sure. So he says, okay, he says it's Mavulad. And look what the Mils. So Ksai says in the second skinny line, what's the point of Dar B'chad Yom? The Afgav the Atinin Shalach Me'amoycher, even though we know he bought from the, if he has a shtar, then he bought it from the middle guy. Mikomakom Chazak Shemitayin Olav Klomo. We know you bought it from the middle guy, but we don't know the middle guy bought it from the Marikama. V'lo Taninu Lokeach, I just say, Raya Shedar B'moch Yomechot. Does have a Umdin Ktsah Shalach Amoy. The Ktzais teaches us something which I challenge. In Svar, I agree to Marit. Because the Ktzais says, you can't say Tanin Lokeach unless you have a shtickle raya. You're a Lokeach. You prove you're a Lokeach. You have a shtar. The guy on the property with the chazaka bought it from the middle guy. But you want to say Taninan? You need a little evidence to say Taninan. Now in Shas, it's the little I know. I can tell you, this. Where does the Ktzais get this? Every time in Shas, you say Tanina, you don't need any evidence. Tanina means whatever the guy could tiny, we tiny of him. The Ktzais is making up something new. So I was willing to be maskim to the Marit and explain the Rashbam. It's no kasha on the Marit. We'll see it in a minute. But then I found the Gemara against the Marit, the Ktzash, the Kasha. The Ktzais doesn't ask. The Afak of the Chazak Lavi Batsi Mishalosh. Chazak is 3 years from one day. I'm sure you're right, it always bothered you. Not even one day, you need 3 years. Like the Rabban we learned. It's a shtickle umdina. So in other words, the Ktzais is saying you can't say taninan unless we have something to base our taninan. Which, chai mai taina, there's many sugars in Shas taninan. I never found anywhere that you need some evidence to say taninan. Whatever the moicha ka taina, we taina for the lokeach. So the Ktzais is a big chiddush. This is because Rashbam Memalev. So he quotes Rashbam that we just studied the Gemara Mem Aleph. I said the bar, Hamoch Yom Echad, Kdei La'ames Devarecha, Kdei La'ames Devarecha. And this is my mashma like the Marit. No, Kdei La'ames Devarecha. What was Devarecha? That he bought it from the middle guy. But he says, V'shul etzach lev your edim, Shalach mi balof, Osa shemarch lach. Ein sham. Vainu, the Ze'anu Ma'amsin Divrei Elokeach. He learns, doesn't mean that you bought it from the Lokeach, which the Marit could learn. He's learning, you claim that the middle guy bought from Marikama, you need Eidim, that he lived there for a day, so that will give us a little umdina, a little shtickle raya. What does he mean, prove the Marit? The Marit, Hillel Rashbam Lomer, Lamis Tvecha, Shestach Lavi Eidim Shalokach. Shalokeach ata. See, what does Rashbam say? So what does Rashbam say? Do I shuvla tistach lavi edim shalokha mibala? If he's there one day, yeah, it's right, a little man, it's a good deal. The Rashbam said, he's there one day, then you need Adam, the middle guy bought it from the Marakam. According to my rent, that's not the one day he's proving. So this is the great debate between the Ketzos and Ma'arit. Now, if you want to turn to the Rashbam, the Rashbam says in let's see if the Rashbam really is so much on the Ma'arit. So I find it, no. The Ma'arit could have studied the Rashbam. It's hard to say the Ma'arit missed the Rashbam in the sugya, right? It was, makes him like a toya. He missed the Rashbam. No. So let me show you the Rashbams. You know, there are a lot of steers in Rashbams. We studied Beis HaLevi, one of the Yun Shiur, and we looked at these Rashbams, the steers in Rashbams. So look at the Laman Amid Beis. He writes too much. He didn't write so much. They put together a lot of his writings. Yeah. No, they took together, they pasted it together. So he didn't write all this. That's why there's so many steers. That's my theory, why there's so many steers, because it's a conglomeration.
Where is this taking from?
What?
Where is this taking from? The Rebbe says this.
My theory. From me. Andy Akot. Amalei Mithanta.
Sorry,
it's okay, man. You're right. If I had somebody, I would, you know, I don't plagiarize. If somebody big would say it, I would quote him. It's just my theory. That's little me. And I once mentioned in the Daf that the Tziv says even in Rashi sometimes. Even Rashi.
She had the many manuscripts.
Yeah. Said the Tziv. Rashi wrote many manuscripts. And the Tziv sometimes says that the Rashi's mixed up different. And the Tziv says that in Rashi. If he says it in Rashi, I could say it in Rashbam. I mean, it plans with the top of Laman and base. Kiloma, Sha'amali. Not that I know. So he's saying, I bought it from this middle guy, and the guy told me. Kiloma, Sha'amali. Remember the gears of the Gemara has it in the Bach, took it out. You know, and then I'm an Aleph. Kiloma, Sha'amali, B'shas Mechir. Shalach Hamimcha. Me'achar Shetalom, V'achat Dishnei Chazaka. In this Gemara, he didn't say, I have a Chazaka. He must have had a contract. In this Gemara, he didn't say, I have a Chazaka. Just said, Plat V'in, tell me, bought it from you. So, you have a chazaka. Me'achar shalotan b'chal b'shnei chazaka. Shtar mechir shalodena b'yada. Here's a shtar mechir from the middle guy.
So he didn't buy from the original.
He's claiming, the Gemara says. But Rashbam is saying he's got a contract. He bought it from the middle guy. But he has no claim. Now, why don't we say Taninan here? It's a Taisis. If he has a contract, so according to the Ma'arit, so why'd you say Taninan? If he has a contract, he bought it from the middle guy. So would the middle guy have won? If the middle guy would have claimed he bought it from the Makaran, he would have won. No, because he has a Peshasa. If the middle guy claimed he bought it from the Makaran, he would win. So say Taninan if he has a contract. Or Meskana de Milsa. So you could say, yeah, the Ketzos is right. Because here the Rashbam is saying, yeah, but the Rashbam is speaking in a case where there is no Chazaka. So here there's no Chazaka. Rashbam is clearly saying, there's no Chazaka. He just claiming he has a contract. He's got to have a contract. If he doesn't have a contract, then he lost the case. And you lose the contract. Ach v'shlom. So he's got a contract. He's a contract with the middle guy. So Rashbam says, but he still loses. Some Rishonim time he wasn't moida. He just said the middle guy said he bought it from you. Is that an admission? Okay. Rashbam assumes that's tantamount to admission that the guy once owned it. So you're moida. I'm the marikama. See, the guy didn't have. Vice versa, he didn't have Edom, he's a Marikama. Just your Maida. Atlaf Kamod is the deal. See, in this Gemara, the Marikama was a real Marikama. He became a Marikama by the basis of the admission of the guy in the property. He says, Atlaf Kamod is the RDD. Could have said, I'm a Marikama. Most of Babas, the Marikama is a known Marikama. Here, he's saying, well, you said I'm a Marikama. Lo mi b'echad lo echzi b'shalo shanim.
What's his proof that he's a Marakama?
This guy admitted that he bought it. This guy admitting I'm a Marikan. You say the middle guy bought it for me, you're admitting I'm a Marikan. I'd love to mind this. Let me echo below.
He didn't come around until the guy admitted. He was saying he was already finding that he was the Marikan before the guy admitted. So what was his proof that he was the Marikan?
He just came. How do I have my boss Bayar? He says, what are you doing in the land? So the guy in the land says, well, I bought it from someone else who told me he bought it from you.
Yeah.
So he says, so the Marikam says, well, you admit I'm a Marikam. I'd love Kumazar Didi. So when he came, he had no evidence. He just came. What are you doing on my property, on my land? So the guy said, my boyfriend, you told me, so you're admitting I'm a Marikam and you have no claim? Goodbye. Now the Rashbam says.
No shalom
ya kag mitchil. Lo mi beechad lo hichzik ba shalosha. Our Gemara speak merar cheskes kimoshan. Ela afilu hichzik ba shaloshan im nami ena chazak. Even if you're a chazak of kimoshan ena chazak, the chazak shem yitainei. Now the Rashbam is not talking with the contract. When Rashbam says he had a contract, he's talking when he didn't have a chazak. He said Exodus puts it together. The Rashbam is saying, lo mi boy, even if he had chazaka, but he doesn't say if he had a chazaka and a contract. In this case of the Gemara, the Rashbam says he had a contract, but if he had a chazaka, then it could be if he had a contract, he wouldn't need darba chadyay. I'm just saying there's no, now you're going to ask, see, this is the issue. If darba, now, so I asked you the question, we need taisis for this, the giant taisis. See, if I say I bought it, I don't have a chazak. I have a contract, I bought it from the middle guy. If the middle guy, I say I bought it from the middle guy. Hashbam says you have a contract, you bought it from the middle guy. So you could say Tanina. If the middle guy would have said that I bought it from the original guy, being Neman. So why'd you say Taninim? According to the Marit. See, I'm going to answer the Marit now. See, I'm showing you that where Rashi says he has Edom, he bought it from the middle guy, Shtari bought it from the middle guy, is not when he has a Chazaka. It's an hour Gemara where there is no Chazaka. That's where he says there's a Shtar. Now, I'm going to show you why you can't say Taninim there. See, I'm going to show you a Svar and Taisvis that if you have a Chazaka, if I had a chazaka 3 inches, and I bought it from the middle guy, so according to my writ, if I have a contract, I bought it from the middle guy, you say Tanina. Don't need Dabra Chadyan. Tanina. So my question is, and this is what the big dice is, but I'll just show you a few lines. If here, in this case, there's no chazaka. Remember the Rashbam says he has a contract, he bought it from the middle guy, there was no chazaka. Elavas, say Tanina on the Migl. See, the middle guy could have said that I bought it from the original guy. And why would he be believed? He'd be believed with a migu. He could say it wasn't ever yours. But this third guy is admitting that it was his. It's not so bush, as we'll see in Taisus in 1 minute, that in this case you would say Tanina. Because the middle guy is winning with a migu. And the tiny that he could have tied, I know it's foul, so who says his migu will help for me? Look in Taisus. It's funny, they put it in white, in bold. This taste is like four parts when I teach it. The new prince, in about the seventh wide line. Uvduv the didan. So I always make my Talmidim underline it. Now they did the job. This is the taste of Migul Mafreya. This is the taste about Migul Mafreya. That's why I know, see, Taisel's Kama Didi is a Migul. I have a right not like the Ktsais from this Taisis, because in the case of Kamadi D, talks about Migul Mafreya, quote Ktsais, you don't need a Migul. So I have a right for a different shear. So look at the, you see with the Didan, it's almost halfway down the wide lines on the bottom. Bottom of Lamed Aleph, it's a giant Tais, the whole Lamed Amad Aleph. This is the Tais of Migul Mafreya, Lamed Amad Aleph. Of Lamed Amad Aleph. Uvda Didan, in our story, you have a maisi amachzik sadi dover chadyoy. If he'd been witnesses, the guy was there one day. Nirul Ashba, the lukmila arabiyad. In our story, remember, in our story there's no chazaka. Just the guy in the field is saying, I bought it from the middle guy. The Rashba says, lukabiyad, afal gav, the lekamigo. even though there's no migui, he has no taina, become tanin and lokeach. We tainly come. Me achshia meichen nemal zitaminach didvam lois eshchom eila. See the taninim, rabbis. It's a new taninim. You never had in Bava Basra. It's the migui. The one who sold it to you would be believe the migui. What's his migui? That he believe the middle guy bought it from the Marikama. He has no evidence. He's a Marikama. This guy didn't have evidence. He's a Marikama. It's clear in the Gemara. He said, "Oh, you said I'm a Marikama." But the guy who sold it to you, he could have tied it, I bought it from you, where the migo was never yours. He didn't have to admit it. It's not so simple. He's a lokech. He knows. It's still a migo. He brings Naschad Rababa. Oh, he stells to Naschad Rababa.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So the re-argues, five lines from the bottom. If you skip to five lines from the bottom of the daf, they put it in large and bold letters. Boma read, Lo Dami. The Chameya wrote, Sada Mochaliskus Nazu, Lo Yishu Chameya Olam, Lo Ba'akva Lo Keach. So clearly, Yassi, we're getting involved, if the Ktsais is right, it's telling this Machlek, it's to read in the Rajba. See, again, Rabbi, I'm making myself clear. See, the Ktsais makes it to the Marit, Mr. Rajba. I'm saying he did not miss the Rashbam, because where the Rashbam is speaking that you have a shtar is talking without a chazak. So you have a shtar, you bought it from the middle guy. Why would the middle guy win? Because he has a migu to say the middle guy would win to say I bought it from you, the one who sold it to the guy in the property. He would say I bought it from you. Have a migu to say it was never yours. But the Re says, that's not a good migu. I can't win with that migu. You can't give that migu to me because I know it was yours. So I can't win with a tiny that you could have tied it that I know is false. So that's what Rashbam holds. So it's no kash on the Rashbam. Oh, he has a shtar, why don't you say taninan? You can't say taninan the migu like the Re holds, not like the Rashbam. I went as a chazak and a chanami. The Rashbam never said there's a shtar in the case for his 3 years. So he didn't. So what's my kasha?
So
when I teach Baba Basra, I tell the Talmidim, no. Ktsais, Bechilas covered the Ktsais. He ganged up on the Marit. It's not a kasha in the Marit. It's not a kasha. Marit never said, Rashbam never said that if the third guy is a shtad, he bought from the second guy, he still needs Darba Chadyayma. If you have a chazaka, then you don't need a migo. See, if it's Cheskas Gimushan, the middle guy says, I bought it from you, he's believed, you don't need a migu. So then you would say, Tanin in the Marit holds. With Rashbam says he has a contract that he bought from the middle guys, but there's no Chazaka. And the middle guy will only win with a migu. And that migu is not acceptable to me. Like the Rishita, like I just showed you, in the bottom of this immense Tysus. So I claimed that the Ktsais is Raya. The Ktsais is Niflesi. Niflesi, Echnela Mimen, who makes the Marit as if he missed the Rashbam. So I ask him, the Ktsais and the Marit, they both missed the Gemara. So I brought a Gemara, the Daf, yes, I said this in the Daf, let's go into my mouth. But just elaborating a little more, now you have it inside, the Ktsais, the Marit, get everything clarified. The Daf, yes, it's a little. But one day, yes, you missed.
Beginning of yesterday's shiur, I think.
One day you missed the day, and I said, if Yossi was here, he'd be underlining it. I mentioned Yossi, he's the one who underlines, makes a note. I said, I mentioned you, Yossi. I said, if you were here, you would have underlined. I see everyone sitting there. I say, Yossi would have been making a note, underlining.
Where were you?
What?
Where were you? You might have overslept that. Unless it was Sunday, I was in Lakewood last
night. Every migui, the better time is false.
What?
In every migui, the better time is false.
You're admitting it's false, but you're winning because you could have claimed that time if you're lying.
But that time is false.
Yes, but you're only believing that.
So why are we here?
Because you're only believing him because he could have timed that.
Right.
But in my mind,
they couldn't have timed that because it would have been false.
No. If you're lying, you would have timed it.
Right.
Migu means migu. That's the logic of migu.
I understand. But yeah, you said before that we don't believe here with the migu because that time was false.
No, I didn't say that. I said
you said
no. That's not what I said.
No.
It's more complicated. I showed you the Tyson side. It's complicated. It's a big Tyson.
Okay.
But what I said was, if the middle guy wants to win with a migu, in our Gemara, right, the middle guy, this is the Machlokes, the Rashba and the Re. It's Machlokes, the end of Tyson. There's a ksais on that also. Don't think there's not a ksais in that machlekes. We can't do all the ksais. I try to do the main ksais. And this ksais, I'm not so happy with the other ksais, that ksais. But I try to do the main ksais. There's a main ksais. One that everybody knows in Lakewood. You know, the Ika ksais. So the Ri says, if the middle guy could move with a migu, I say I bought it from the middle guy. Guy's not. The Marikama comes, what are you doing with my property? So I bought it from that guy. Now, I have a shtar, I bought it from that guy. So why don't you say, well, that guy would have won. The guy you bought it from, in Kot Rashbam, you have a shtar. So, according to Marit, you should say Tanina. No. The Marit holds like the Ri. I showed you on Taisis here, that if the middle guy would win with a migu, the only reason the middle guy would win is a migu, well, he must be telling the truth. If he was lying, he would have tainted that it would never belong to the first guy. But this guy, the guy who you want to say tanin for, he knows it belonged to the first guy, so he can't win with this guy's migu, whose migu is to say something that he knows is false. See, Yitzchak is tainted, it is false. I know it's false, because he tainted this tainted. But he's winning because he could have tainted that tainted, and I know you want to claim that migu for me, and I know that other tainted is false. Amazing machlokes that we in the Rishon. So, my kasha, I mean, so it's under my rib, really under my rib. Seems to be an open gemara. Let's look at the gemara. We just studied it. Haba Mishum Yerusha, a dozen lines from the bottom of Hamalfa Mishum, we just looked at it. The Katani, Kavaz Ebchim Istar, Nidar Bechad Yayin. Today, Haba Mishum Yerusha, if a guy comes to Mishum Yerusha, Eino Tzarech Taino. Doesn't need a Taino. Why we say Tanina? You know, Tanina we had early in the second paragraph. Tanina Li Yorish Ulokeya. Haba Mishum Yerusha, Eino Tzarech Taino. Taino Lo Boy. You don't need a Taino. Haraya Boy. What does Raya mean? That the guy lived there one day. Right? You look at Rashbam, Haraya Boy. Did you look at Rashbam? Haraya Boy. Have a Raya Be'edim Shtob Be'yom Echad. Rashbam says in the sixth wide line.
What doctor are we on?
Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Yeah, Mem Aleph. Haraya Be'edim Shtob Be'yom Echad Mi'a Boy. Milokotani, Rashbam says, Haba Mishum Shem Tzarech Klum. He says, Haba Mishum Tzarech Taina. You don't need a taina, but you need a raya. The Gemara says, no, maybe means you don't need anything. Freyich, you don't need a raya, you're a yayush. It's a pella. So you didn't ask on this Gemara. How could it be that you need darbechad yoma to prove you got it from the middle guy? Here you're a yayush. Is this a question if you're a yayush? You need darbechad, it's muchach in this Gemara, forget the Rashba. Did I have a kasha? I don't remember if I had an answer to this kasha. It's annoying in my mind. I'm thinking about it all day. The Chavetz Much in the Gemara, not like the Marit. See, I first wanted to be maskim to Marit. But when I saw this Gemara guy is a Yarish. Is there any question he's a Yarish? His father died. But the Gemara said you need Dar B'chad Yama. What do you need Dar B'chad Yama? To prove you got it from your father? That you're a Yarish? It's absurd. If you're a Yairish, you're a Yairish. Any proof that you're a Yairish? It must be Darbechad Yairish, that the father got it from the first guy. It's open in the Gemara. The Ksais has an answer for this. The Ksais says from Dik Rashbam, which I tainted as falsh. So, Lachor, this is Ani Akotin. This is my Raya from the Gemara against the Maharit. Because the emes is, when I learned Lamed Aleph, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, I want to be masking to Marit. I said, where did the Ksais invent this new thing that you need a shtickle raya to say Tanina? Never heard of that. I never heard that before. It's Tanina, many sugis and shas and sugis we had all over shas, right? Tanina is not a duzah. I never knew you needed a little evidence to say Tanina. So here it's clear in this Gemara that the Dar B'chad Yoyma, exactly what the Ksai says, is not to prove that you got it from the one you claim you got it from. It's to prove, to be a little raya, that the one you got it from the Marikama. Nobody chat when I said this in the Daf Yasi, nobody was following.
Because it was the beginning. Everybody was just getting settled and...
As a beginning,
it was a chazara before we started.
This was Shabbos' daf. Yeah. So I was just saying over.
Everybody was into that.
Yeah, yeah, they were still getting, starting the coffees.
I'm done.
You know, when I start the shiur, especially Sunday, I give them a little, but they missed, but they missed on Shabbos. You know, they miss. They don't hear my little horrors on Shabbos. The other sites we won't have time for tonight, but I'll tell you a little bit about it. Maybe next week we'll do it. It's a classic.
Are we having Mara afterwards?
I hope so. We're missing three people. How many? Four people? But it's Hashem. I hope so. Have a few minutes, 5 minutes. Nobody comes in. So, I put it on the computer. I hope it went out. My wife put it on. It says, no, it's going out. It seems, I don't know. The next size, see, the big size, Simen Chavches. The fourth day Rutsim, you know, Tosis, we studied this in the Daf Chaim. You heard about writing a machor for a guy, writing the machor down. Ein Tzach Lo Miksov, remember those, that little Daf Mem? Says, Hi Tzvi, Ein Tzach Lo Miksov. Says that when you make a machor, you have to tell the guy to write Tzavu Chaim because it's a benefit for you. Tzach Lo Adam Shlo Bavanam. So Tosis says, it's, how can you write it down? It's Eidus Bechsav. So Chaim, I have to, this Ksais I'm not going to study with you. The other Ksais in Chavches, I'll give you the four answers like I gave in the Daf. Every Shtar, how does Shtar work? It's me P.M. on Piksav. Rashi holds in Chumash. Rabbeinu Tam Dinsach. We'll see in this Ksais. Rashi holds in Chumash that Eidus must be oral. You can't write down Eidus. Freight Ksais. So every shtar is written Eidus. How does a shtar work?
Yes, I think.
Four teruts. So I gave four answers. The four shitas. The Ramban, the Rambam, Rashi, the Balamor, and Rabbi Otam. The four answers. Rabbi Otam holds, there's no such drush as Mipiyam Lo Piksav. Rabbi Otam holds, you can write down Eidus. Either Gemara says Mipiyam Lo Piksav and get nine aleph. It means it can be an Elay. Somebody who can't talk. See, Rashi learns, if you're like, Sami, you can't send your Eidus to Bezna. Rabbeinu Tam Dinsa. Rabbeinu Tam, the God Lador, says you can send your Eidus to Bezna. The Gemara means an Eilei. Somebody who can't talk can't be made Biksav. But if you can talk, it's like Roy Labila. Somebody can talk, you can send in your Eidus. That's Rabbeinu Tam's. But out of the three, that's one answer. There's no such thing, you can't be made Biksav. Every Shtar you make. The Rambam holds Chiddush Nifla. That shtar is the rabbanim. Midrashanami midaraisa shtar is puzzle. So somebody Michael writes, what about a get? A shtar kinyan is midaraisa, but a shtar raya you can make a kinyan with a shtar is pekesiv yigdal. That's not the rabbanim. But to prove edus, see, to make a kinyan like a get, that's avada midaraisa because the edus still they're not testifying. They're not bringing them in as testimony. You're making gerushin with those edim. That of course works. Let's see what I would get. According to our mayor especially. But if you want to bring evidence from a shtar, Rambam says it's only Drabban. Midrabban, and they were machshir shtar. Midaraisa, it's not good, Mipiyam Lo Piksav. It's Rambam. Rashi in the Balahor, two more shitas.
Ksuba.
Rashi in the Balahor, let's see. Ksuba. Ksuba will be a shtar raya. Ksuba is a shtar raya. Ksuba is a shtar raya. You don't need a ksuba. Yechayev, it's my best. Ksuba is a shtar raya.
But it's Drabban anyway.
We pass Chazi Lechi Midaraisa. The last 20 right here. Chazi Lechi Midaraisa.
Yeah, but the Ksav itself is a Darabona.
Oh, writing it down.
I'm not talking about the Chizchaibas.
Could be Ksav Midaraisa. You have to write a Ksav. You know, the Mekaimis, they didn't write a Ksav. It's not even Darabona, man. It's Minhagin. Makam Shein Kaisin Ksav. Yeah, Makam Shein Kaisin Ksav. Makam Shein Kaisin Ksav. How a minute gets to write a Ksav? It's a minute. It's no more than a minute. So.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
So
don't try it at home. You have a ksuba.
You say, oh, we're not going to have a ksuba. We don't follow this.
And I'm worried about an open chuppah.
I told Yitzchak, it's only a minute. He says, what's this chuppah on the Shabbat? He said, it's a minute. And I was saying, no ksuba, writing the ksuba is a minute. Okay. So, Rashi in the Balamor hold, what makes a shtar is Das Mischai. What makes a shtar is Das Mischayev. When the Mischayev, that's what makes a shtar. A shtar is when the Mischayev says, write this contract, that's what makes a shtar. When you write Eidus, nobody is being Mechayev himself. A shtar, that's the balamor rashi pshat das mischai. And the fourth pshat is taisim ksub, is the Ramban. So you have the Ramban, the balamor, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tam. Those are the names of the four pshat. The Ramban, Nachmanides, holds that the pshat is language of shtar, language of a contract. But in the ksais next week, when you get a new understanding.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.